50 KBMW.
Hey, good morning, my friends. Welcome to Tuesday, January 13th. This beautiful spring day. Sunny and 38 degrees. Actually feels kind of nice out there. Steve Dietrich in for our Tuesday chat from Action Realty. Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
Kind of nice to be outside when it's 38 degrees and no wind. That'll come a little bit later today.
Yeah, it's starting to pick up out there a little bit already, but you just hope it doesn't stick to the highways.
We're going
to
talk a lot of numbers today, Steve. How do the numbers look, by the way?
Well, actually, they took a little small drop that I saw this last week, down to 5.75 again with a half a point. And again, if a buyer has got a good credit report and has a decent job, you can ask sellers to pay closing costs, so you don't need a lot of cash to get into a house right now. And, if we can hook 5.75, that might be something to look at right now.
Well, and I got to ask you, with all the madness and craziness going on at seemingly every level of government, the housing market seems to be okay through all of this.
I'm surprised that it isn't got a little more of a direct effect on things. Well, we'll see what happens. This Powell thing going on right now the feds, that's going to have an impact one way or another. But I guess you got to let that play out. And there's so many things going on, at the national level. And, we mentioned Greenland, and I said,
how much would you pay for Greenland? You know, that's a good real estate deal.
I don't know, but I just want to be the realtor on that one.
Yeah, we'll see if we could get you in on that deal.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Let's talk a little bit about inflation, because inflation numbers came out too. Does inflation, the price of things, does that directly affect home buying and selling? Does that have an effect on real estate?
I would say on new construction more so than existing, because we still kind of value existing properties based on previous sales. It's kind of what drives that factor for value. So I don't know that I would say that inflation has a direct impact on used housing. It certainly will on new housing.
Well, and I was going to say too, with the fact that things cost more, does that affect, because I'm kind of going back to, I don't know why I'm drifting back to the 70s with this, because inflation was running pretty high then. Can you remember, did it affect the housing market back then at all?
Well, I was a banker in the late 70s first there, so, yeah. The savings plans, if you had that minimum of $10,000 back then, and a lot of people didn't, but interest rates were really high for the income on that kind of stuff, so the income side of savings was great. The side of housing was bad because the rates were high back then again, too.
Right. So, that makes sense. New listings. Do we talk new listings? You got anything you want to talk about today?
I've got one that's going to be coming on. It's a three-level split in a nice part of town. I have to say that the previous owner was a little tough on the house, but we've kind of got it cleaned up, and it's close to ready to go. It'll have to be sold as is, And maybe we could get a loan on it right now. We wouldn't have been able to get a loan on it a couple weeks ago, but where we've got the house at today, cleaned up and stuff, looks a lot better.
There you go, folks. There's your incentive.
Yep.
Does that happen to you a lot? You get houses, you go in, and it's like, okay, we're going to have to do some work on this.
Well, you hate to say it with people that are still living in them, and that happens. You just feel bad that people live in those kind of conditions, but obviously they do. And I do that thing with the North Dakota Housing Finance Agency, and some of the places that I find after these people move out, it just blows your mind to think that they could live like that up to that point.
You've told me you could write a book on this. You really could.
It's certainly an eye opener. I think people would really be shocked at the kind of conditions that some people will live in until the point that they just move out.
So, buying or selling, or any questions about real estate, what is your phone number at Action Realty?
701-642-4700.
Steve, you have the best week you've ever had in your life. We'll talk again next Tuesday.
And I will be gone for 2 weeks, so I won't two Tuesdays. I'm going to be in warmer climate.
Good for you.
We'll see how long that lasts. I don't do well when I'm gone a long time.
I know. You come running back. I marvel at that. So do you've got anybody in the office going to come down if Sherry can't make it in? Yeah, because I know they line up to get in here and talk with you.
Yeah, it's yeah, Sherry's, you know, she's not feeling well right now, and then hopefully she'll get better soon. And yeah, but we have other people in the office that'll do a great job for you. You know, just got to call in and get hooked up, and we'll do the best we can for you.
Well, and you know, once they do it once, they're going to want to do it again. That's kind of the way it works.
We hope so, and we hope we treat you right so you do come back again.
Yeah, without a doubt. Action Realty, we're talking real estate like we do every Tuesday. With Steve Dietrich here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful. With you by my side, and when I